You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today, I want to talk about something truly awe-inspiring. God's ability to rewrite our stories. You see, life often throws us curveballs, twists and turns that we never saw coming. But guess what? Our magnificent Creator has a way of turning those unexpected plot twists into beautiful chapters, redemption and victory. My dear friends, let's delve deeper into this profound truth. Life has this uncanny ability to throw us off course, doesn't it? It's like sailing on a calm sea one moment, and then suddenly finding ourselves in the midst of a raging storm the next. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever felt like your life was drifting aimlessly? Or worse, heading in a direction completely opposite to where you had planned to go? Perhaps you've encountered challenges that seemed insurmountable. Maybe you faced setbacks that knocked the wind out of your sails, leaving you feeling disoriented and defeated. Or perhaps you've endured heartaches so deep that they left you questioning the very purpose of your existence. If any of this resonates with you, then I want you to know something. You are not alone. In those moments when the weight of life's struggles feels unbearable, when the path ahead seems shrouded in darkness, take heart. Take heart, because there is a divine author who is orchestrating every chapter of your story with precision and purpose. Yes, you heard me right. God himself is writing your story. And here's the thing, he's not finished yet. No matter how bleak the current chapter may seem, no matter how many plot twists have left you feeling bewildered or broken, God is still at work. He's not bound by the limitations of time or circumstance. He sees the bigger picture, the masterpiece that he is crafting with your life, and he's committed to seeing it through to completion. So, my friends, take comfort in the knowledge that your story is not over. In fact, it's just beginning. And with God as the author, you can rest assured that the ending will be nothing short of glorious. So, let's embrace this divine narrative together, trusting in the author who holds the pen and believing that the best is yet to come. My dear friend, I hear you. You may be carrying the weight of past mistakes, regrets, and the pain you've caused yourself and others. It's natural to wonder if there's any hope for redemption, any way to undo the damage that has been done. But let me tell you something that's truly remarkable. Something that has the power to change everything. God's grace. You see, God's love is unlike anything we can comprehend. It's a love that knows no bounds. A love that reaches down into the deepest depths of our brokenness and says, "You are still worthy. You are still loved. And you are still capable of redemption." His forgiveness is limitless. No matter how many wrong turns you've taken, no matter how far you've strayed from the path he intended for you, his arms are always open wide, ready to welcome you back into his embrace. And here's the beautiful part. God doesn't just forgive our mistakes. He redeems them. He takes the broken pieces of our lives and transforms them into something beautiful. He can rewrite your story with a plotline of redemption and restoration that is more glorious than anything you could ever imagine. So, my dear friend, let go of the burden of guilt and shame. Release it into the hands of the one who bore it all for you on the cross. Allow God's grace to wash over you like a gentle wave, cleansing you from the inside out and setting you free to embrace the new life He has planned for you. Remember, your past does not define you. Your mistakes do not disqualify you from God's love and purpose for your life. So let go of the past and step into the future with confidence, knowing that God is with you every step of the way, rewriting your story with grace, love, and boundless mercy. Beloved friends, let's delve into the heart of the matter. Purpose. Have you ever found yourself pondering the age-old questions of existence? Why am I here? What is my purpose in life? These questions have echoed through the corridors of human history, stirring the hearts and minds of philosophers, poets, and seekers alike. Well, my friend, allow me to share a profound truth with you, a truth that has the power to transform your perspective. You were created for a purpose. Yes, you heard me right. You are not here by accident or happenstance. You are here by divine design, intricately crafted by the hand of God Himself. Think about it for a moment. The same God who spoke the universe into existence, who flung the stars into the heavens, set the planets in motion, took the time to fashion you with care and intentionality. You are not just a random collection of atoms and molecules. You are a masterpiece, a unique expression of God's creativity and love.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And here's the most exciting part. God has a plan for your life, a purpose that is as unique as you are. He's not sitting idly by, twiddling his thumbs and waiting for something to happen. No, He's actively working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life to bring His divine purpose to fruition. Now, you may be wondering, but what is my purpose? What am I here to do? The answer to that question may look different for each one of us. But at its core, it's about living in alignment with God's will and reflecting His love and glory to the world around us. It's about using our gifts, talents, and passions to make a difference in the lives of others and to advance God's kingdom here on earth. It's about loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. So, my friend, I encourage you to embrace your divine purpose with boldness and confidence. Trust that God is working all things together for your good and His glory. And remember, He's not finished writing your story yet. So, lean into His guidance, follow His lead, and watch as He unfolds His purpose in your life, one chapter at a time. My friends, let's address something that many of us wrestle with from time to time: feelings of insignificance and the weight of seemingly insurmountable struggles. It's all too easy to get caught up in the chaos of life, to feel like our contributions are insignificant drops in the vast ocean of existence, or that our challenges are too great to overcome. But here's the truth. I want you to hold on to with all your heart. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Those words aren't just poetic fluff. They're a profound declaration of your inherent worth and value. You are not a mistake. You are not an afterthought. You are a masterpiece, crafted with care and intentionality by the very hands of God Himself. Think about it for a moment. The same God who spoke the world into being, who breathed life into the first man and woman, took that same care and attention when He created you. Every fiber of your being, every intricacy of your soul, bears the mark of His craftsmanship. You are valuable, cherished, and deeply loved by the Creator of the universe. And here's the kicker. God has a plan for your life that far surpasses anything you could ever imagine. Yes, you heard me right. The same God who holds the stars in the sky and knows them each by name has a purpose for you. A purpose that is as unique as your fingerprint and as grand as the cosmos. So, my friend, when those feelings of insignificance or inadequacy start to creep in, I want you to remember who you are. You are a beloved child of God, created in His image and called according to His purpose. You are not defined by your circumstances, your past mistakes, or the opinions of others. You are defined by the unshakable love of your Heavenly Father. And as you walk in the confidence of your identity in Christ, you'll begin to see that your struggles are not obstacles. They're opportunities for God to display His power and faithfulness in your life. So, hold your head high, my friend. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and the plans that God has for you are nothing short of extraordinary. Now, let's get practical. How do we take hold of this truth and allow it to transform our lives? How do we surrender to God's plan and allow Him to rewrite our stories, leading us into the abundant life He has promised? It's not just a matter of nodding in agreement or giving mental assent to these ideas. It's about rolling up our sleeves and doing the hard work of faith. And it all starts with surrender. I know. It's not exactly a popular concept in our culture of self-sufficiency and independence. But here's the thing. True freedom comes through surrender. It's in letting go of our own plans, our own desires, and our own agendas, and instead placing them at the feet of Jesus. So, what does surrender look like in practice? It means releasing our grip on control and trusting in God's sovereignty, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. It means laying down our fears, our doubts, and our insecurities, and allowing God's perfect love to cast out all fear. It means relinquishing the need to have all the answers, and instead leaning into the wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit. But here's the beautiful paradox of surrender. It's not a one-time event, but a daily moment. By moment choice. It's a posture of the heart, an ongoing commitment to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, even when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us. So, my friend, I want to challenge you to examine your heart today. What are you holding onto tightly that needs to be surrendered to God? What fears, doubts, or insecurities are keeping you from fully embracing His plan for your life? As you lay those things down at the feet of Jesus, I believe you'll experience a newfound sense of freedom and peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And in that place of surrender, you'll find yourself on the threshold of the abundant life that God has promised, a life overflowing with joy, purpose, and the fullness of His presence. So, my friend, I want to encourage you today. Let go of the need to control every aspect of your life. Trust in God's sovereignty and watch as miracles unfold before your eyes. Doors will open, healing will flow, and beauty will emerge from the ashes of your brokenness. Surrender, to the divine hand that is guiding your story and experience the abundant life that God has promised for you. Beloved friends, as we draw near to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with a powerful reminder. Do not give up on your story, no matter how fierce the storms of life may rage, no matter how daunting the challenges may seem. Do not lose hope. Why? Because the same God who spoke the universe into existence, who set the stars in the sky and breathed life into every living creature, is writing a masterpiece with your life. Yes, you heard me right. Your life is not just a random collection of events or a series of coincidences. It is a carefully crafted story, a story of love, redemption, and eternal significance. Think about it. For a moment, the God who created the heavens and the earth, who holds all things together by the power of his word, is intimately involved in every detail of your life. He knows the number of hairs on your head, the thoughts in your heart, and the dreams in your soul. And he is actively working to bring about his purposes in your life, even in the midst of life's greatest challenges. So, my friends, I want to encourage you today. Hold fast to hope. Hold fast to the promise that God is not finished writing your story yet. Even in the darkest of nights, even in the fiercest of storms, his light still shines brightly, guiding you, comforting you, and leading you into the fullness of his love. And as you journey forward, remember this. Your story is part of a much larger narrative, a narrative of redemption and restoration that spans the ages. Your life has meaning. Your struggles have purpose. And your journey has eternal significance. So, do not be discouraged by the trials you face or the obstacles in your path. Instead, lift your eyes to the heavens, where your help comes from. Trust in the faithfulness of the God who holds the universe in his hands, and rest assured that he is writing a masterpiece with your life, a story of love, redemption, and eternal significance. So, if you've been touched by this message, if you felt a spark of hope or a whisper of encouragement, then I invite you to join our community. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with uplifting content that nourishes your soul and ignites your spirit. But it doesn't stop there. Your subscription is more than just a click. It's a ripple of positivity that spreads far and wide. When you share our messages with friends and loved ones, you're extending a hand of hope to those who need it most. You're being a beacon of light in a world that can sometimes feel dark and uncertain. So, let's journey together, spreading love, kindness, and inspiration wherever we go. Subscribe today, and let's make a difference. One heart, one story, one share at a time. Together, we can illuminate the world with the beauty of God's love. Thank you for being a part of our community. May God bless you and those around you. Now, let us conclude these words with a prayer. Dear God, I come to you with a humble heart and ask that you rewrite my story. I trust in your divine plan for my life and know that with your guidance, my future is bright. Please bless me with financial abundance so that I may fulfill my earthly needs and provide for my loved ones. May you grant me the wisdom to use my resources wisely and to always give back to those in need. I pray for your healing touch to be upon me and my loved ones. May you ease our pain and bring us comfort in times of distress. May your healing power restore us to full health and vitality. Finally, I ask for your protection in all areas of my life. Please keep me safe from harm and shield me from any negative energies or forces that may try to harm me. May your loving grace be upon me always. I pray all of this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.